of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the Lions Newsletter. For the next, 20 minutes or so, I'll be reading to you from the Lions Newsletter for District S for the month of April of 2026. And on the first page of the Lions Express, March Madness for Membership. Recruit, grow, serve. Get ready to tip off March Madness for Membership and make this month a full court press for growth. There's no better time for clubs to invite guests, share your impact, and showcase the power of service through Lions Clubs International. Whether it's hosting a Bring a Friend meeting, spotlighting projects on social media, or recognizing members who recruit new Lions, every effort moves your club closer to victory. Let's work together, build our teams, and score big for service. Because when membership grows, our ability to serve grows even more. Here's a page with the focus on sicknesses, injuries, and passings. PDG Ron Beltran. After falling on the ice and snow during the weather event we had earlier this year, Ron has been in the hospital recovering. The doctors discovered a leak in his brain, and he has surgery on Monday, March 9th, to fix this leak. It went very well, and he is rapidly improving and returning to his normal self, complete with getting annoyed with Barbara when she chatters too much. What? These are all great signs, and they are so appreciative of all the thoughts and prayers from everyone. Lion James Jansko. Lion James fell at his home over the weekend. He passed out and then fell on his face. They airlifted him to Richmond. His face is in bad shape with fractures, but the worst is that his eye was damaged badly, and he has lost sight in that eye. He is back home now and continuing to recover. Lion Michu Gardner. Michu McGee Gardner, 72, of Warrenton, North Carolina, passed away March 15, 2026, surrounded by family. A nurse practitioner, she served the Granville-Vance District Health Department until retiring in 2014 and dedicated her life to caring for others. A faithful member of Warrenton Baptist Church, she was active in her church and community, including the Warrenton Lions Club and local organizations. She enjoyed traveling, time at Lake Gaston, gardening, and cheering on the Carolina Tar Heels. She is survived by her husband of 28 years, Walter Gardner Jr., her children, grandchildren, and extended family. She was preceded in death by her parents, siblings, and former husband. Visitation will be held March 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. at Warrenton Baptist Church. Funeral services will be March 22nd at 3 p.m., followed by interment at Fairview Cemetery. Lion Leon Morris's wife. Longtime Lion Leon Morris's wife passed away Wednesday morning. Arrangements will be made at a later date. Workplace Eye Wellness Month. Workplace Eye Wellness Month is an annual observance held each March to raise awareness about protecting vision on the job and preventing work-related eye injuries. It emphasizes education, safety practices, and early detection of vision problems that can affect productivity and quality of life. Why it matters. About 2,000 U.S. workers can sustain job-related eye injuries every day. Many injuries are preventable with proper eye protection, lighting, and screen use habits. Vision health is directly tied to workplace safety, especially in environments involving machinery, chemicals, or prolonged computer use. Here are the key focus areas. Protective eyewear, encouraging use of safety glasses or goggles where hazards exist. Screen safety, promoting the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look 20 feet away for 20 seconds. regular exams. Routine eye exams help detect conditions like glaucoma or macular degeneration early. And ergonomics. Proper lighting, monitor placement, and font size reduce eye strain. KidSight USA Screener Certification Training. KidSight USA Screener Certification Training for District 31S will be held on Saturday, March 28, 2026, at the Garner Lions Club Building at 305 West Main Street in Garner, North Carolina. Please plan to arrive by 8:15 for registration and refreshments. The class is from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. with a break included, and the size is limited to 30 people. The agenda follows: KidSight USA Screener Certification Overview, Training Manual Overview, Dr. Edward Cord's KidSight USA videos, Review of Certification Multiple Choice Test, Photoreactive Camera plus Optics plus Spot Training, and Conclusion, How to Become Involved in Lions Screenings, and an optional submission of certification test answers online. Please RSVP by March 15th to Lion Danny Hall, phone 919-607-1204, or email halldanny@bellsouth.net. Showing our gratitude. Join us in showing our appreciation and pride as we honor PID Lacey Presnell at this year's NC State Convention in April. We're placing a group T-shirt order so we can stand united in recognition of Lacey's dedication, leadership, and service. Don't miss your chance to be a part of this special tribute. Help us make a strong, visible statement of support and gratitude. To place your order, use the link here. They will be available for pickup at the registration table at the state convention. This is a surprise. No telling. And since I just put it in the podcast, I'm not sure how big a surprise it's going to be. But the T-shirt, they have an illustration. It's a blue, Lions blue T-shirt. And there's text that says, "With the heart of a lion, we serve." And then there's a image which looks like a Superman type body clad in a gold cape and gold gloves, gold boots, and a Lions International insignia on the front, and what I assume is Lacey Presnell's face. 2026 North Carolina Lions State Convention. Welcome to the Change is the theme for this year's NC Lions State Convention. What better way to show change than by going digital? The NC Lions State Convention now has its own website. A big thanks goes to Lion Tony Angel for his assistance with the site, and PDG's Susan O'Brien and Barbara Thompson, and Lion Riley Proctor for their efforts in creating all the forms and QR codes. Join us at the Greensboro High Point Marriott Hotel from April 17th to 19th. Thanks to the success of last year's program and sales, meal prices have been significantly reduced. Friday fun night is just $15. Saturday breakfast is $15. Saturday lunch is free for registered attendees. The banquet is $38. And Sunday's grab-and-go breakfast is free, courtesy of the PDG organization. That's five meals for only $68. This year, you can select and pay for your meals online. The registration form includes a QR code that links directly to the registration page and meal options, and you can pay by credit card. Payments are processed through Zephy. At checkout, Zephy may suggest a contribution to cover processing fees, but you can choose other and enter any amount you prefer, including zero. View the website linked above for more information about the weekend, as well as being able to register for the convention and your hotel room. We can't wait to see everyone there. And the following that is the registration form with the QR code and the list of costs for the meals. And a reminder, don't delay. Call to reserve or click to reserve your room. The Lion room rates are $132 plus tax and service charge, and that's only available until March 26th of 2026. You can call 1-888-236-2427, or you can click on a link, which, of course, isn't available on a podcast. Upcoming club events. The Whitaker's Lions Club. Whitaker's Lions Club is hosting their annual pancake and sausage dinner on Tuesday, April 7th at 5:30 p.m. at the Whitaker's Methodist Church in the ED building at 304 West Pippin Street in Whitaker's, North Carolina. Tickets are $9 for adults and $4 for children 12 and under. It's all you can eat. So come with an empty stomach for some sweet goodness. The Edenton Lions Club is hosting their Breakfast for the Blind on Saturday, March 28th, 2026, from 6:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. It will be held at the Edenton United Methodist Church at 225 Virginia Road in Edenton. Tickets are available for a $10 donation. Please call 252-337-5494 for more information. We hope to see everyone there. And this is an eat-in or take-out option. State Convention Food Drive. The State Convention Food Drive will be held April 17th through 19th at the NC State Convention, benefiting the Greensboro Urban Ministry. Items most in need include canned tuna or chicken, canned ravioli, individual portion non-carbonated canned fruit and vegetable drinks, and breakfast items. Reminder, no glass, no pop tops, no number 10 cans. Lions Fight Hunger. Thanks to the dedicated service hearts of our Lions, we will be collecting items for Greensboro Urban Ministries at our convention. I just listed the items they need, no glass containers. Cash donations will also be gratefully accepted, as well as clean, dry grocery bags. Thank you for your support. Past club events. Wake Forest Lions Club. The Wake Forest Lions Club conducted a vision screening at the Wake Forest Presbyterian Church Preschool on February 10th and 11th. They screened 69 children over the span of 2 days. It is one of their absolute favorite service projects to do. Lion Glendegrant encourages all clubs that are not involved in vision screenings for preschoolers to become involved. You don't even need your own camera. You can contact her or Lion Danny Hall. Northeast Backpack Buddies is a nonprofit in Wake Forest, Rollsville, that supplies weekend food bags to area elementary and middle school children who live in food insecure households. These food bags contain food that children can safely manage on their own to ensure they do not go hungry on the weekends and holidays. Wake Forest Lions Club volunteers to help pack the food bags and restock the shelves at the nonprofit. Lions also volunteer on Fridays to deliver these food bags to the specific schools. For more information, you can visit online at www.newbackpackbuddies.org. And finally, Precision Ocular Network, Miracles in Sight at 4750 Commercial Park Court in Clemens, North Carolina. Join North Carolina Lions for a tour of the new Precision Ocular Network, formerly a Miracles in Sight facility in Clemens, North Carolina. The tour date is Friday, May 15th at 11 a.m. Space is limited, so reserve your spot. A donation of $25 is appreciated. Please contact Lion Glenda Grant at grgrant28 @gmail.com or text 919-306-4430 by May 1st of 2026. We have come to the end of this month's newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.